This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 387.
Today, Kelson asks, considering the roots of the podcast, I was wondering if you were doing Nano this year, and if so, how are you doing? If you're not this year, an alternate question I would like to ask is if you have found any new resources in the last year that might be useful for those doing NaNoWriMo. Well, Kelson, I'm not doing it this year. This year, November, has been my time to get back to the point where I can write every day, and it worked. I had a backlog of client audiobooks that I had to do. Some of them I was late on, some of them I just needed to get off my table, because what I found over the last year doing all these bloody audiobooks is that when someone else's story is hanging over my head like that, it's not exactly in my head, but when it's someone else's story, it really binds me up creatively, so I'm going to have to be careful about taking fiction books in the future, which doesn't mean I won't do it. I'm just going to have to be a lot more careful about my scheduling than I was this last year. But, I mean, it interfered with my writing like nobody's business, way, way more than I expected it to. I count December 1st to December 1st for my writing year. I only got about 140,000 words done this year. It's really, really pathetic. And to give you an idea of how pathetic, I was on track before going into this year to hit 500,000 to 700,000 words this year. You know, the last few years I've been trending upward, and I've been incrementally building on that trend. This year, everything about life got seriously complicated, and doing other people's creative work eliminated the last of that free brain space I had. Doesn't mean I didn't get stuff done I wanted to. I got the Briggs Defection done. I'm halfway through the Hartman Deception. I'm really excited about what I've accomplished, but getting to do it was a chore and a half. So once we hit the road, I sat down and did nothing else. And for the last month, I've been powering through client work. I'm recording this the day after Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving, I got it all done. It's all shipped, it's in the client's hands, and I've got nothing to do but AWP stuff and the kind of client work that doesn't get in my way mentally. So that's been the focus of my NaNoWriMo. It's actually been Nano Audiobookmo. As far as new tools, I've been trying to share them on the podcast as I come across them, so nothing readily springs to mind, though. The thing that I got into this year in a serious way as I've been sort of working up to writing the big book of formulas that was requiring a lot of research is Kurt Vonnegut used to do a routine, almost a comedy routine, on the shapes of stories. And I know I've mentioned it before on this cast, but I've watched a lot of different versions of that routine and listened to a lot of talks that he gave that were recorded on the subject, and I've found them very, very valuable and useful, and they might be seriously useful for someone doing Nano, especially someone doing Nano for the first time, or someone writing a novel for the first time, because it does really show the amazing variety of story shapes that all map to our internal concept of story. And I'll try to find the link I'm about to talk about and put it in the show notes. There was someone this year, or maybe late last year, who took Vonnegut's notion and has sat and plotted out a bunch of modern bestsellers like Harry Potter in microscopic detail, so that you see all the epicycles in the story as well as the larger shape of the story. So I'll try to find that and put that in the show notes. But that's the kind of thing that I would have found seriously useful for my first NaNoWriMo, or even for my second or third. So that's the one I've got. Check the show notes. Hopefully I've been able to find something, and if you find a big apology note, you'll know that I wasn't able to. Those of you who don't know, or who are coming to this through iTunes, you find the show notes on the blog at www.everydaynovelist.com, and you can also find them in your podcatcher in the section where they display the episode information. Thanks very much for sending in the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.